Ksuvis Berkalf Mishnah Tess. Haisim Uberes. Now she's pregnant. So now we know for sure she had Bia. It's not just a Yichud like the previous Mishnah. Ramullah Mativo Shel Uberze. And they said, what's the deal with this fetus? So she says, Me Ishploni Vikoinu. It's from this person and he's a kosher Yid. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say that she's believed. She still has that cheskas kashrus, and therefore she's believed. Rabbi Shua Omer Loi Mipianu Chaim. We don't believe her. We don't live from her words. Ela Harezo Becheskas Muberes Lanasin Olamamzer. She's going to have a chazaka that she became impregnated from a nasin or a mamzer. Acha Tavi Raya Ledvara, until she brings a raya to her words. And the Rab points out, so this seems to be the same achleikas, and you see that even though you for sure know she has B in this case, nevertheless, you see that Rav Gamliel and Rav Eliezer were still makel, and in the previous case where you didn't even know if she had bia, the chiddush was over there that Rabbi Shua still was machmir, and he was so machmir lagabe yuchsin that you assumed that it was always a nasin or a mamzer, even if Rover the place was Yisraelim. And the Rav points out that over here, that which we say according to Rav Gamliel, and the Rav says Allah is like Rav Gamliel, that's only lagabe marriage and isurim, because eid echa nemen bisurin. But if she says that this is the father of this guy, and now we come into Dine Mamanis, because now we're going to say that either the father or the son, Yarshin, that we don't believe her. Because there, you need two Eidim. And the Rav says that, like we said, this woman, L'chadchila, shouldn't get married to a Kohen afterwards, even according to Gamliel, unless Rov of the city was kosher men, and they were also Parish, meaning they left the city. Because the concept is called deparish miruba parish, meaning you can clarify if something is from the majority or the minority. You clarify it's from the majority if the thing that you're clarifying is in a different place, if it left the initial place of the majority. But if it's in that same place, meaning in the city, then that's called kavua, that it's in that same place, it's sort of stuck there. And we don't have a concept of rov. We say kol kavua kemechtzal mechzadomi. So that would mean, lagabe this, the shaila is, where did the man have relations with her? Did he leave the city where he was from and they went to a different city? Or was it in the same city? Some of the Rishonim learn that it's not just even the city, it's the guy's house, even in the same city. And Kavua is only in the same house. That's what many of the Rishonim learn. And therefore, we wouldn't be making a chatchila, but b'dieved, if she went and married a Kohen, that would be okay. Also, if b'dieved, it's going to mess up her children, that's also considered b'dieved, like the Mefarshim point out.